Hey there, Kwajo here, and I understand that running your own Facebook ads can be quite complicated and intimidating, and yet at this point, you're not ready to hire out Facebook ad management. So, if this is you, I can teach you how to run your own Facebook ads, one-on-one, unlimited support over the next 28 days. We will have three Zoom calls, and in between those calls, you get all the support and all my strategies. I will audit your graphics, your ad copy, make sure that you're set up the way that's working best for my clients. We'll take care of all the analytics. I will coach you step by step how to troubleshoot ads, how to know when to scale, and how to read all the signs so that you're equipped to run successful lead magnet campaigns and profitable sales campaigns and registration campaigns for your launch or what have you. If you need this kind of support from me right now, then click the link in the show notes below. It's the Art of Online Business /call. I've been doing this all along, but now the offer is just focused on helping you run your successful ad campaign within the next 28 days, and the next five people get a pretty nice discount. All right, the link is in the show notes below. Back to the episode.
Hey guys, quick announcement for you. I want to tell you about my newly up-leveled monthly accelerator program. I've made some changes to it, and the feedback from my students has been awesome. So Accelerator is for online experts, meaning you're a course creator, you're an online educator, you're an online coach, etc. And you're generating revenue in your business, you're already achieving a certain level of success in your business, but now you're spinning your wheels to get to the next level, and you're not really sure what to do to get to that next level. You very likely do not need another course or to read more books. What you need is a cohesive growth strategy, along with coaching, support, community, and accountability. Now, my monthly accelerator program is now open. It's application only. So if you'd like to apply, go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. Again, it's rickmulready.com/accelerator. Okay, let's jump into today's episode. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. How many of you are working really long hours in your business? Other areas of your life are suffering because you are working so much in your business. You're not seeing the success that you want to see. Your launches aren't going very well. You want to increase sales. You want more consistent revenue, and you want to work less. Well, if that's you, you're going to love today's episode with Joy Foster, who is the founder of Tech Pixie. She's one of my students, and I'm going to be sharing with you her journey today because over the past year or so, she has absolutely transformed her business. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to the show. Rick Mulready here. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Appreciate you. Hope all is going well in your world. Everyone's safe and well. Quick update on my end. So I always like talk. Everyone always asks about my daughter, Maya. And so she had a couple of milestones recently. She's 16 months right now, 16 and a half months right now. And I always thought it was funny, by the way, whenever I asked somebody like before I had a kid, like, how old's your kid? And they'd be like, oh, they're 27 months or whatever. And I'm like, that's weird. Why don't you just say like 2.5 years old? But I kind of get it now. So my anyway is 16 and a half months now. And the other day she just like looked at me and she started walking backwards, just out of the blue. It was like she was doing the moonwalk. And she just had this like funny grin on her face. It was hilarious. And so she hasn't done it since, but she thinks it's really funny now that she can walk backwards. I think it's amazing. The other thing that she's doing is she's starting to wiggle her toes intentionally, just on her right foot. She can't do her left foot yet. But I don't know. That's such is my life right now. These are fun, big wins in my life right now. So if you don't have kids right now, you're like, well, Rick, just get on with the podcast here. So anyway, that's what's happening in my world right now. Having a blast bringing you this information, hanging out with my family during the day and all that fun stuff. So anyway, again, on today's episode, I'm talking with Joy Foster, and she's the founder of a company called Tech Pixies. It's an award-winning online business out of the UK, and her business helps women boost their confidence with social media and platforms like WordPress so that they can return to work, change careers, or start a business. And I asked Joy to come on the show today to share her business journey. She's a student of mine. And when I started working with her, her business was struggling and she was working really long hours. And her goal was to, you know, no big deal. She wanted to increase her sales, create more consistent revenue, and work less. All right, let's do it. Let's set a plan in place for that. And here we are, like 9 months later, she's accomplished all those things. She's working less. She's spending more time with her family, and she's having the best launches that she's ever had. And today, you're going to hear exactly what she's done to accomplish it all. And she'll be the first to tell you that she made a lot of mistakes along the way. And so she shares what those mistakes are and then what she would do differently if she were starting all over. We also talk a lot today about the live stream launch formula, which is my launch method, which combines live webinars and a video series. I did a video series in like year two of my business, like, you know, the scripted in front of the camera video series, and I wanted to poke my eyes out with a fork. I will never do it again. I mean, the launch was great, but it was miserable doing that. And so I created this, what I call the live stream launch formula. And this is the launch method that Joy is using in her business and what I taught her. And she's now having the most successful launches in her business. And she's having so much more fun in her business. It's doing really, really well. Again, spending more time with her family, all really good stuff. And I brought her on today to share her journey. So without further ado, let's go hang out with Joy Foster. Joy, welcome to the podcast. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks, Rick.
We are on video right now. And I just said to you how amazingly different you show up now than you did 6 months ago. So we're recording this in the middle of March. So actually 5.5 months ago. So early October, from the journey that you've taken in the past 5.5 months is so incredible. It's awesome, which is why I want to have you on here to talk about this. So welcome to the show. Thank you for taking time. What is it, like 11 o'clock at night?
Yeah, it's 10 o'clock. Your clock's changed in ours.
Yeah, we changed. Okay, cool. You're in the UK. So thank you for joining so late at night. Before we dive into it, why don't you introduce yourself and talk a little bit about what you do, who you are, and what Tech Pixies is all about.
Okay, so I'm Joy Foster. I'm the founder of Tech Pixies. And at Tech Pixies, we really care about women upskilling with modern technology like social media, MailChimp, WordPress. And we want them to return to work, change careers, or start a business. So we have online courses that do just that.
Not that you have that down pat, what your elevator pitch is. That's awesome. So what does that mean exactly? And give it to me in the example that you just shared with me before we hit record. You got an email from somebody who is one of your students. And what did they say to you?
Basically, she said that the course had changed her life and that she had learned to use social media in a way that gave her the ability to return to work. And she picked up two clients on the side. And so what became an impossible dream of going back to work for her was now possible.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you're teaching women the basic sort of slash essential tech skills that can be super helpful in today's, you know, whether they're at a job right now and they want to advance, but they don't know how to do whatever, or they're looking for something, you know, and these types of skills are going to help them get something. Is that right?
Definitely. Well, we commissioned a study a couple of years ago that basically said that 54% of women who'd taken a career break felt it had damaged their long-term career. Mm. And 24% of them said that when they were returning to work, their biggest stumbling block was confidence with technology. Mm. And 33% of them said that they thought that their colleagues, when they did return to work, were more tech savvy than they were. So these are all things that we really care about. We also care about the fact that almost half said that they felt that their job was a means to an end. So I care passionately that women are earning what they want to earn, that they're doing work that they love, mm-hmm. and that they're getting to learn skills and be a part of a modern society.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, you have such a, I mean, when I first met you, what I loved about what you do is you have such a clear vision and a clear why for what you do. And so where was the business 6 months ago? Again, the vision that you have, that you just described hasn't changed. Why you do what you do hasn't changed, but how you do what you do has changed. So let's talk about that. Where were you 6 months ago in the business?
Yeah, totally. So TechPixies is a social enterprise, which means that we're trying to solve a social problem with a commercially viable idea, which makes it even harder than a traditional business model. And I think 6 months ago, I was at a place where I had really just hadn't figured out the mechanism by which we were going to enroll people on our course. So while we knew we had a fantastic course that worked face-to-face, I had to get the whole course online, which I did Amy Porterfield's course, which is that's mm-hmm. how I heard about you. Mm-hmm. So I had to get the whole course online, which was a total huge feat in of itself. But then we got it online and we started to have enrollments online and we started to have some success online. But I really needed help and I really wanted more personal attention, one-on-one help. I mean, a lot of these courses have thousands of students and I needed something that was like I could ask my questions and get answers. Like you looked at my strategy for my lead magnet and my free training and you were just like, Joy, no, that's not going to work. I want you to do this. And I was just like, oh, I'm just going to trust you. Yeah. But for me, that was so essential because I was at a place where I mean, I think one thing that's unique about my business that's probably not necessarily true for most is we took investment and I was in a place where we couldn't let the business fail. I had people's money invested in the company and also, you know, really cared passionately about solving the problem. And so, you know, I had that extra pressure on me that probably some people didn't have. And yeah. I knew I needed personal attention. And that's why I was so thankful that I found you.
I felt that, you know, I felt that from you. And my heart just broke when, you know, the first time that we got talking about it, because, you know, I've never taken an investment like that, but I can only imagine the kind of pressure that put on you when you're like, I need to make this work, right? You had people working for you, you have investors, and it's like, you know, when we're trying to make our business work is one thing. When you have those types of things layered on top, it like adds such a different element. And so was like, I knew this would work, but it just like, it's a process, right? Yeah. So knowing what you know now, what would you have done differently 6 months ago? I don't mean, we're going to talk about your launches and we're going to talk about all that stuff, but like, would you have done things differently last year?
Well, first of all, I would do the mastermind a million times over. Like that's the first.
Okay, thank you.
I would do the same thing 6 months ago. I'd sign up for the mastermind.
before mastermind, like because you had custom, you'd built custom, you know, platform for your teaching and all that stuff. When there's platforms like, you know, Kajabi, for example.
Yeah.
You know, some of those things. Like, what would you have done differently? Because so many people think that they have to build something custom, for example, when they
I get the question. Know,
yeah, that type of stuff.
Okay, so the first thing is I've been in business for 5 years. Mm-hmm. And when I got into the business, first of all, I had no intention of going online. And then secondly, I had no idea about all these things. Like Digital Course Academy didn't even exist 5 years ago. And there were other things that existed, but I had no idea where to look for them. Mm-hmm. So I would say the first thing is like, 5 years ago, I didn't have that option. Now, knowing what I know now, after having invested in courses and masterminds and everything else, and if you're listening to this podcast, you obviously have invested in listening to Rick, you know, you're listening to the podcast regularly. This stuff is priceless. This podcast is priceless. The advice you give on this podcast is brilliant. And the people in the circle who are giving that advice, they give with their hearts. And so I've learned so much. So yeah, I mean, I raised investment in July of 2018. So pre-Digital Course Academy. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't even know how I would have done the business that I'm doing now. And you have to bear in mind, I had employees, I had things up and running. We were running successfully face-to-face. It was just moving online. We knew that was the future of the business. And I think we knew that the face-to-face version of the course was not the future of the business. And so I had to take a huge step back and rebuild it. But I definitely, if knowing the knowledge that I have now, if I was going back and starting this whole thing from scratch, I would do Digital Course Academy for sure. I would join your mastermind, but I think there's so much you can do, honestly, with the amazing technology out there. It's, I mean, we're seeing it play out right now before our eyes. I mean, I don't know when this is going to go mm-hmm. out, but yep. we're watching the coronavirus completely wipe out face-to-face contact at the moment.
Yeah.
And everyone is trying to figure out how to leverage the online space to get their businesses, to keep their businesses going. Cause we have to keep the economy going.
Yeah.
But I'm just lucky that I started this process a couple of years ago. I just think it would have gone a lot faster if I'd had the knowledge that I now yeah. have.
Well, we can all say that. It's like, you know, hindsight's 2020. So you said that you were in person, but then like, all right, I need to create the online version of this. So you built out the course and stuff like that, but you were having a challenge getting people into it. What were you doing? What was your system at that point to get people into the course?
Yeah. So, well, to get people into the online version or just to
get
it in.
Yeah. Yeah. Get people into the, yeah.
Well, I will say this, this is kind of funny and obviously you can take it out if you want, but when I was interviewed by Amy's team after doing DCA, I said to her, it's like I got to the North Pole with all the stuff and then died. Like that was my first version of getting my course online. I got all the way there. I built the platform. I, you know, build it and they will come. And then I made it to the North Pole and then I keeled over.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, this isn't working. So, and it's not that DCA was, when I was talking to her, what I was saying is having done DCA, it's like getting to the North Pole and then being able to come back and being healthy and fit and not dead.
Right.
And that was really how I equated it. But I think that the important thing is that I didn't know how to scale it. I knew how to get 12 people onto a face-to-face course, but I didn't know how to get 12 people onto an online course. Mm-hmm. And it took a while to figure that out. I tried webinars and that didn't seem to resonate so well with the British audience, if I'm being honest. Mm. I tried the live launch formula, which you talk about on your podcast. I also read a bunch of books, Launch by Jeff Walker. Mm-hmm. I did Tribe by Stu McLaren. I did, you know, Product Launch Formula by Jeff Walker. So what I've done is I've taken all the different learnings from all the different areas and listened to all the podcasts too, and then found what worked for me. And what worked for us was the live launch formula. So, you know, 4-part mm-hmm. live launch series, and all 4 of them are very, very informative. People can walk away from the free training. I get so many sweet letters saying, thank you so much for the free training. I learned so much. And then if people want to go deeper, we have the 11-week transformational program. But I also didn't know how to use Facebook ads and I was very scared to use them.
You were. So we're going to get to that. But you didn't start with the, if I'm not mistaken, you were launching differently at first, right? So 6 months ago, you weren't using the live stream launch formula.
Yeah, no. So actually when I joined the mastermind, I was in the middle of my first live launch formula. But when I first started moving people online, I just had a page on the website that was like, join the course, and it was self-paced and it was, 180 pounds. So like $200 or so.
Yeah.
And like you could join a Facebook group, but that was for everybody who joined the course. And I had a lot of sales, but then no one started the course. So people would buy it and then they wouldn't start it. And actually one of the things that's important for me is in order for us to have transformation with people, they actually have to show up. And, you know, I mean, if you don't show up, if you don't do the work, you're not going to have the transformation. So, and I so did not want to be one of those course creators that puts out a course and makes the money, but doesn't actually deliver, right? Yeah. That's not what I wanted to be.
Yeah.
So I wanted people to go through the course. I wanted people to finish it. Now we have an amazing finisher rate, like incredible finisher rate.
Yeah.
And I'm so proud of that, but you know, and that's one of the reasons we won the digital course of the year is, you know, our students actually finish the course and they see the transformation. But yeah, no, we put it, it was like build it and they'll come. We put it on the website, had a button, join us.
And they didn't really come.
So they kind of came, but not really.
How did you start to get people in there? What was the sort of the snowball effect as people started to come in?
Well, I think, one thing made a huge difference probably when I did DCA, Amy basically said, do weekly content, show up every single week. Mm-hmm. And I was like, right. She says to do it, I'm going to do it. And I showed up to crickets. You know, no one watched my lives. If you go back to the very first lives, No one was there. No one watched, no one commented anything. And I just thought, I'm just going to show up every week. I'm going to show up every week. I'm going to show up every week. And then when I joined the mastermind, everyone was talking about podcasts and you kept telling everybody, you know, just get in there and do it. Don't be afraid of it. Even if you think that, you know, everyone else is doing it, you might as well try it. So what I did was I took my weekly lives and I just downloaded them and then uploaded them to Buzzsprout and then got them onto all the podcasting things. And I mean, our following has just skyrocketed. I mean, obviously the ads have had a huge part to do with that too, but just getting people, I think showing up every week and being on video. So people, you know, you're a huge fan of that, being on video and getting people to get to know you, to like you, to trust you. I mean, all that stuff, but you know, 99% of people you tell to do that, they don't do it. And I think if you want to have a successful online business, you got to show up and you got to show up every single week, rain or shine. And there were only 2 weeks I didn't show up last year. And that was because my weekly lives fell on Christmas Eve and on New Year's Eve. And that was it. But I showed up every other week.
What did you do when you didn't feel like showing up? But you
I showed
you
up.
You still showed up. So what was that sort of, you know, a lot of people like, and I'm like that too. I'm like, you know, in February, for example, I did the 60-second video challenge where I challenged myself to show up every day. And I had a lot of people out there doing it as well. And there were days where I'm like, oh, I'm not in the mood to do this or whatever was going on, but I did it. What was it for you when you didn't want to show up? Yeah, because you're right. It's so key. You have to show up consistently, whether it's video, whether it's podcasts, whether whatever it is, that you're showing up consistently to add value to your audience and building that audience. So what was it for you?
Well, I think two things. I think the people I admired were showing up every week. You know, you showed up every day in February, you show up every week. You know, the people that I know have successful businesses, they show up every week.
Yeah.
And I think also, I mean, Amy kept promising me on all of her like teaching that if I showed up every week, eventually it would work.
Yeah.
And I think if someone who runs a very successful business tells you, trust me, it doesn't feel like this is going to work, but it's going to work. You know, you just do the work. And honestly, like, it's amazing. I mean, we just put a blog post out. It wasn't even a podcast, but out yesterday, and it's had over 3,000 views already. So, you know, I think that consistency is huge, and mailing that content out every single week is just so huge.
Yeah. So you started to get some traction going with getting people into the live stream launch that you were doing. You weren't super sold though on this launching, you know, this launching method. It wasn't, you weren't super sold on it.
Well, I in my head, right? Mm-hmm. My vision was I will build this and they will come. Obviously that was phase one, but phase two was like, I will get, you know, I'll be able to get, you know, 100 students in a single cohort. I mean, that's where my head was going, you know, because I could see all these big launches with thousands of students in a single course. And I was like, if they can do it, I can do it, you know. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of science behind the numbers as to how you get, you know, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 person launch. And also my audience doesn't want that kind of launch. You know, they want what I wanted. They want the handholding and the extra special attention. Yep. So, you know, but I still thought we could, you know, launch with 100 students. And that was really what I thought. In fact, I think if you look at my plan that I gave the investors, I might have had on that plan that I would have 825 students in their first year of investing.
In the first year.
I think that might've been what I said.
Okay.
So I was very naive to how much money that was going to take, first of all, to even achieve, but second of all, how long it was going to take to produce the size list you would need to then have that kind of launch. So yeah. So when I came into the mastermind and was being interviewed by you about it, I had these three launches, but they were very small. They were, you know, 6, 7, 8 students. And I just thought, I mean, I was really desperate, quite honestly, because I thought if this carries on, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to the business. And that, you know, and a couple of years ago, I had gone through a tough time in the business and I'd had to lay people off. And you know, that was really hard for me. And, but when I did lay people off, they said to me, you know, I'll be fine. Don't worry about me, but don't let this business go because it's changing people's lives and you need to keep going. And so that was my motivation to keep going, even when I was kind of exhausted and thought I couldn't do it. But then at that point, when I came into the mastermind, I'd made the decision that I was going to carry on. I'd raised money to carry on. And I just wasn't seeing the results that we needed to see to keep going as a business. And that scared me.
What do you think was the tipping point, if you will, where you got to see, starting to see results. So, you know, where you're getting 6, 7, 8 people in those first couple of launches, then you started to build some momentum. Was that, I'm trying to remember back, was that when you started to get some ads going?
Yes. So okay. Rick, that's when you told me that I could do the ads myself, and I was scared to death to do them. Honestly, right. Like I've been doing social media organically for 12 years. I am not afraid of social media. I was definitely afraid of Facebook ads, like really afraid. I was, but I lost so much money hiring other people to do it that I just thought, A, I didn't think it worked. And then B, I just thought there's no way I can do this and everything else too.
And so you went through foundations, you were posting in the group, like asking questions, which is exactly what you're supposed to be doing in there. What, like from a mindset perspective, because you just said, you're like, oh, these don't work. Never had them work, you know, past. I've hired people that didn't get results. What was really the mindset shift for you that you're like, oh, I mean, aside from like, I'm starting to see results, but what was like that mindset shift that you started to see getting ads to work for you?
Well, the first mindset shift was you telling me that I could figure it out, like that it was doable, you know, and before I had my first strategy call with you, I binge watched the whole course and I had you on like 2x speed. Right, yeah. And I literally,
I watch things too.
Lisa and I, who's my digital marketing assistant, we literally locked ourselves in a room for 2 days and just, I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to learn this. I'm so scared. I think first and foremost, just going, I think you telling me that I could do it. And, and then realizing, I think what you do realize when you do it is actually you're the best person to do it if you're starting out in your business and you have the 100%. Ability to, because you know your ideal customer avatar, you know the perfect person for your course. And there is no subcontractor that will know that as well as you do. And I think if you can get your ads running well, it can give you the money to then bring in the right people to do the stuff you need. But you know your customer better than anybody else.
Yeah. And you made a mistake that so many people make is that they hire them out before you know yourself. So like they're not getting any results, but you don't know. And I'm not like this super common, right? Like I've had countless stories of students who come to me with that. They're like, I lost 8, 10, 12, 6, whatever $1,000 because the person they hired or the agency they hired wasn't getting results, but they didn't know yet to be able to check that. So you start getting momentum. You ran into some problems though with some of your launches from like a tech standpoint. What were some of the things that you ran into that are, again, super common?
Yeah.
Right? What were some of those things that were happening, but yet you were getting better each time?
The bonus of launching 7 times in 12 months, if there
that
is
was,
one.
That was my next question. I was going to tee you up there. It's like, how many times did you launch? How many times have you launched? So it's the middle of March right now. Mm-hmm. How many times have you launched since October?
Well, I've launched 7 times since March of last year.
Yeah.
So I did March, May, July, and then I did October, November, January, and March.
Why did you launch so much?
Well, because I have investors and I have staff. Now, if I know what I knew now, if I knew what I know now, I might have done things differently. But, you know, when I joined your mastermind, I said, there's 2 things I want to do. I gave a revenue target. But then the second thing was I didn't want to have to let anybody go, you know, and I was really adamant about that because I just didn't want to do that. So, you know, for me, I think I wouldn't have launched that many times except for I had to. However, I probably have about 3 or 4 years of knowledge that I've gained in the last year. And certainly we've been able to test the model of increasing the revenue each time and then putting in measures to make sure it still feels personal and, you know, providing the type of service that I want to provide. You know, we've always done special things. We've always sent out a handwritten thank you note and a notebook when people join. Mm. You know, we've always had a person there to pick up the phone and have a conversation with if you need to, you know, things like that, that a lot of online courses don't provide. We've always provided that. And hopefully, you know, we will still be able to continue to provide that as long as we can. But, you know, for me, I had to, but I learned so much. But yes, we had tech problems. We had lots of tech problems. I did the first few with a Facebook group, which was okay. But then, you know, people sign up for the free training and then only a percentage of them go into the Facebook group. And so then, you know, not everyone's getting the training. And then I had other cases where I made mistakes with the tech and then it shut off in the middle of the training. I had another incident where I paid a ton of money to go through a live video streaming software, and it just was glitchy and terrible the whole time. And I had to ask for a refund, but that was just painful. So I don't think I've had a single launch go through without some kind of tech issue. But I have an amazing audience, and people would email me and go, oh, don't worry about it, you know, it's fine. And I, you know, but it is frustrating because you want people to get the best experience possible. Sure. And you also want to know that you don't want to look like you're not an idiot.
Yes, true. But the key, I think the key thing here is, number one, everyone goes through it.
Yeah. Right.
I think I've shared this story in the group. I think I was in like maybe one and a half back in 2015 or something. I was doing an affiliate promotion with a quote unquote big name. And I'll never forget this. It was 30 minutes before the webinar we were supposed to do together. And an email got sent out, like the follow-up email to the webinar got sent out 30 minutes before the webinar. And I forget what it said, but it was completely referencing the webinar and the offer, whatever. And I got this text message from the guy and was like, you know, what the F this happened. And I was like brand new to business. I was like, you know, and like, so my point is that it happens to everybody, and that, you know, stuff has happened continuously. It just happens, right? We all go through stuff.
Well, it's not if, it's when.
All right. But you didn't give up. Right. And each time you just said you've had like 4 years of learning in the past year from launching so much. And, you know, now, so a couple things. Number one, what that does for you, among many other things, but you have all the leads from your past launches that didn't purchase who are getting into your course now. Right. I just had a strategy call for the mastermind earlier. She said that she's been listening to me for 4 years now. You know, you never know how long somebody is in your audience before they take action on something that you have. So you're building your email list, and you're having people, if they don't purchase at that time, just like you just said, you're delivering content, you're building that relationship with them, and they're going to purchase from you at some point.
Well, our January launch was entirely based on people who'd signed up November or earlier, up to 2 years earlier.
Yep.
And our March launch was actually a mix. It was much more a mix. But I definitely that makes so much sense to me. There's definitely a lag from when you're, and actually that was a mistake I've made in the last year that, and certainly, well, in the last 6 months, because I've only been doing my own Facebook ads for 6 months. Mm-hmm. But one of the things, I can't believe I just said that, because it feels like I've been doing them forever. But one of the mistakes that I've made is I was only running launch ads. So I was only running ads to our free training and not realizing, well, actually I probably realized, but was scared to invest money in between the launches to just build the mailing list and to provide value to people.
Yeah.
I'm definitely doing that the next 6 months.
Yeah. So talk about that, because I remember that distinctly. There was a really big hang up for you around that. And you had been doing ads for a little while at this point, getting some results. You had gotten it down basically. But for some reason, and I had a hard time understanding, like I was trying to understand like why does she have this block around this? Because you know the value of the ads, you know, the value of having people on your list, but this was a big thing for you, just running lead magnet ads. Was it because you're like, oh, I'm not going to see an immediate ROI for paying, you know, what was that for you?
No, I know what it is. It was the fact that I was going to have to I knew how to set up and run the launch ads. That was running smoothly and I could duplicate them, edit them, get them going. Mm-hmm. What it was is I had to start all over again and set up a whole new set of ads for a lead magnet. And that scared the
It's so Jesus funny because it's easier to do that. It's the lead magnet ads are so much easier than launch ads. They're so interesting. So how do you started those?
Well, I promised myself I would start them after our March launch. So they will start.
And you just finished last week or so. Yeah,
yeah.
A few days ago. So
you
have time. And the launch you just wrapped up was your biggest launch that you've ever done.
Yep.
Right? What would you attribute the success to that launch to? Was it everything you've been learning through these other launches? Like, okay, I'm getting this down and just getting better each time?
Yes, I think a big part of it was every time I launched, I upped the game on a different area. Mm-hmm. So like maybe I upped the game on the ads, or maybe I upped the game on the email sequence. I think this time was the first time ever that I did the full pre-launch, launch, and post-launch sequence, like to it, to the T. Yeah. And I had all the emails going out, and you know, they were all not pre-scheduled completely, but they were all, you know, they all went out when they were supposed to. And also, I upped the game on my free training. I gave the best free training I've ever done. I gave away probably, I'd say, a sixth of our 11-week course. In 4 hours, there's a lot you can teach. Yeah. And I just went with value-led teaching, and I just tried to paint the picture of what the skills that I was giving them could give them. And in fact, on the last training, and this was probably the big change for me for this past launch, I teach a course that will help people make money. Mm-hmm. So it is, I can charge a higher price for the course. I didn't think I was worthy of doing that. And I think one of the biggest things I've learned in the last 6 months is the value of what I'm offering is actually very valuable, and it's worth every penny that we ask, you know, every pound we ask people to pay. And that was really tough for me. So I went into the mastermind group and I was like, hey guys, I don't know what to charge, but I really feel like we have to raise the prices. Otherwise I can't keep the business going. And everyone said, well, tell us, or Meg said, tell us what's in the course. And I listed mm-hmm. everything in the course. And she's like, Joy, this is so valuable. And it took me a couple launches to get to a place where I was comfortable with the price. And even yeah. now I am comfortable now, but I've doubled it. The last 2 or 3 launches, I've doubled it. So one element of that was just raising the price to actually what it needs to be in order for the business yeah. to run.
Yeah.
But then the second element of that was just trusting that, you know, everything was going to work and that it was going to come together. And just, but in my last training, what I did do, just to tie back into that, what I did in my last training was I painted the picture of what someone could earn with the skills they had. And mm-hmm. I made it really mm-hmm. simple. And look, you know, so I basically showed them that they could very easily make 6 to 10 times what the cost of the course was if they did the program and if they applied it. And we have evidence of that. You know, that wasn't something I just pulled out of my yeah. you know brain. We have evidence of that and people earning that kind of money. And I went really conservative too. I didn't even paint the big picture. I painted the, you know, at the very least, this is what you can do with these skills. And I think that made a big difference for people. So
it's so smart that you do that, that you paint that picture. And I love that you went, you know, that you were conservative on it. You know, you're showing like, hey, this is where showing other people's results, right? Not promising it, but just showing them what's possible there. Talk for a minute about that mindset that you had around the pricing. This was a big thing for you, because the way you were pricing it was like, like next to nothing at first, but now you've finally gotten to a point. So just talk about that, you know, that sort of transformation from a mindset perspective to where you are right now for your pricing.
Well, I think we have to first understand that I've been trying to build a successful business for 12 years. This yeah. is my third business. I also probably spent the first 8 of those 12 years thinking profit was a bad word. Mm. So I think there's a couple things at play here on the mindset side that are much, much, much deeper than, you know, you've got to, than my desire to have a successful business. It was that I didn't think I deserved to have a business that made a profit in the first place. And that's the first thing. And then second thing is just every time, you know, you say a price, your skin crawls, right? And you know, especially if you're raising it. And it's true that the course, the very first course we put online was 180 pounds. Yeah. And I actually had one student who actually got all the way through it, and she's actually doing brilliantly now. We've actually hired her to help coach our students.
That's awesome.
But one student got through it. And then actually that went up to 585, and then it went to 750, then it went to 900, then it went to 1500, and now it's at 2000. And I've added value as we've gone along, and I've made sure that it, you know, it's in line. And we probably, you know, I still get emails from people saying, you're underpriced, like this is worth more. Yeah. But I'm conscious of the demographic that we're working with, that there's a huge mindset shift that women who haven't been working have to make in order to justify putting money out to do a course like this. I get that. We're at the luxury position right now where we can offer a 12 pay plan. And that took a lot of stress off me, because I felt like, you know what, if someone can't pay for the whole thing up front, they can pay over 12 months and we can still provide massive value.
Sure.
And we are at a place that we can do that because we were able to do the bigger launches. Yeah. But yeah, it's been a journey mindset wise, you know, and at some point, I'll get to a place where I can take the salary that, you know, I've always dreamed of having. And, mm-hmm. you know, I find it ironic that at 40 years old, I am still not earning what I was earning at 21. I think that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I look at the knowledge and the experience that I've gained. And I think, you know what, the whole reason I set out to build up my own company was so I could spend time with my family when I wanted to, that I could do the school run, that I could do the ballet shows, you know, that I could do the football matches, and I could, you know, I could be there for my family. I wanted that flexibility. And I think I have definitely 100% managed that, building my own business. Mm-hmm. But what I haven't still, you know, what a big dream of mine is to be able to pay myself, you know, the value that I think my contract is worth. And, you sure. know, and that's, you know, one step for me in the right direction going forwards.
And you're a heck of a lot closer now to doing that than you were like yeah. a year ago. And it's all about your determination on not giving up, trying new things, being open to suggestions and testing and diving in. And I kind of want to finish off with, and we could literally spend a whole episode on this, but you're so, and I so admire this about you. You're so protective of the team that you have and wanting to maximize them and give them the opportunity to earn and be part of this vision that you have. You recently hired some other people part-time to help you and take some of the load off of you because you were working a lot. And one of the last conversations that we had was like, wait, you're rewriting all these emails because you can't, you know, like, so you've hired someone to do email. You've hired somebody to help you with the tech, like the tech stuff, the back-end stuff, and somebody managing your Facebook group. All part-timers, but you know, where did you find them and you know, what was that process like for you?
Well, let me tell you the best part of that story. They all came out of my program.
Boom. I actually didn't know that. I had no idea where they came from.
Because everything I need them to do, I teach on my course. I literally handpicked women who were the superstars.
That's awesome.
So yeah, I mean, but when you say I'm protective of my team, I have to probably explain why, because before I did Tech Pixies, I ran a social enterprise that helped young people who are long-term risk of unemployment get back to work. And we work with people with mental illness and learning difficulties. And so for me, you know, we have some people still on our team who come from that kind of a background, mm-hmm. With Asperger's and autism. And we also have people on our team who literally came out of our program who had been out of work for 12 to 20 years. And, you know, it was really important to me that we keep their jobs because they had come through our program and they were doing an excellent job for us. So I am very lucky in that sense. But everyone who works for me, apart from literally two people, have gone through our program.
So great. I love it. I know I've told you this, but I could not be more proud of what you've accomplished. And, you know, like I said in the very beginning, just how you show up as a person right now. And when I first met you, it's night and day, and it's so cool. I also, as I've told you, you're just getting started. I know you've been doing this a while, but I feel like you're just getting started. You've got momentum now, and now it's like, all right, let's snowball this bad boy and keep her going here. So, and I have no doubt that you're going to do that. So congratulations for
thank you
all the success you've had and that you continue to have and you're going to have. I want to make sure people can connect with you. I think so many people, Joy, can relate. And this is another reason why I want to have you on, is so many people can relate to where you are right now, where you've been, what you've gone through. And, you know, you show that it's possible if you just keep moving forward. So where can people connect? Where can they connect with you? Where would you like to send people so they can do that?
So you can find us at techpixies.com, and we're techpixies on all the social media networks. And we have a weekly tips email that goes out. So techpixies.com/weekly-tips. But thank you, Rick. And I have to say, you know, I believe very much in divine intervention, and I feel very, very thankful that your path and my path crossed. And I'm very thankful to Amy Porterfield for that crossing existing. Honestly, finding you guys has been a game changer and a life changer. So thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you for saying that. Appreciate it. And thanks for being on, Joy.
Thanks, Rick.
Hey, so if you're an online expert like Joy and you'd like my help in taking your online business to the next level, then I want to invite you to apply for my new updated monthly accelerator coaching mastermind program. So this is for online experts. You're a course creator, you're an online educator, you're an online coach, and you're generating revenue in your business right now. You've already achieved a certain level of success, but now you're spinning your wheels to get to the next level, okay? If that is you, you very likely do not need another course or to read more books. What you need, rather, is a more cohesive growth strategy. You also need someone to look at your business, what you're doing, and tell you what you're missing, show you what your blind spots are. That is what provides the breakthroughs for you. And so you need that coaching, support, community, and accountability. My monthly accelerator program is now open. It's application only. So to apply, go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. Again, it's rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right, my friends, thank you so much for listening today. As always, super appreciate you. Coming up in the next episode, I've got a quick tip episode where I'm going to be sharing how to break down and prioritize a webinar launch, which with so many steps can be really daunting. I'm going to break it all down for you coming up in the next episode. So until then, my friends, be well, stay safe, and I'll talk to you soon.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.